You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall site on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. I hope wherever you are in this amazing planet of ours, you're having an absolutely sensational week. We've got too many sort of dramas. It's an interesting week, isn't it? Technology likes to take over at the last minute. I just had a little panic attack that my computer decided to update any seconds before the show, but here we are. We're here and we're ready to rock and roll. And it's an interesting week, as I said, around the world with lots of things happening and lots of changes hopefully going to happen for the better. I mean, you know, there's always talk of wars and things like that. Let's just leave that alone for the next 30 minutes and enjoy sort of some time together and sort of looking for something positive to come out of what may not be necessarily a positive place to live at the moment. So anyway, the Simply Tarot card of the week this week is a really positive card. It's one of my favourites. It's the Six of Pentacles and it's the raise in money or salary. Now, look, I don't know anybody on the planet who wouldn't like a little bit more money, make the world go round a little bit. I mean, I know that they say money doesn't make the world go round, it's love, but I think money sure helps too. I mean, if you've got enough in the coffers to be able to pay the bills and have yourself a little treat and to live comfortably, that's my rendition of being rich, you know, of being able to be comfortable, not having distress and being able to sort of meet your weekly and monthly commitments is my idea of paradise. Now, for many people, that's not the case. So hopefully those people, we're going to see a little bit of a raise in money or salary. And, you know, look, I don't think it matters how much we ever get paid. Do we ever really believe we're being paid what we're worth? And maybe the answer is not. But, you know, there's that age-old adage too, the more we've got, the more we want. And, you know, and I think that comes into it too. I think, you know, there needs to be a readjustment around the world of expectations of what do we really require? What do we really need to function in this life? We don't always have to have the best of everything and a number of cars in the driveway and overseas holidays to say that we've made it. You know, being healthy and being alive and being with the people that we love, I think is far more important than all the material possessions under the sun. You know, money doesn't buy you happiness and it doesn't buy you the love and respect of your family either. You know, it's something that we have to earn. So, but money certainly does make life a little bit easier when you can pay the bills and not be so stressed and be able to put a smile on your dial. And I think that's the important message here is no matter what stage you are at life, no matter how your finances are, a little bit of extra money may just make things that little bit easier, but don't forget to smile. I think that's really, really important. So this week, astrologically, it's sort of really the focus is going to be on Leo. So happy birthday to all the Leos. I know plenty of them around the world and they do love to get out there and strut their stuff. And it really is a magical time of the year. It's their favourite time of the year, as it should be, being their birthday month. Look, for most of us, when our birthday time comes around, we say it's our magical favourite time of the year. But for Leos, it's got that little bit of extra pizzazz, little bit of extra gold dust, I think they like to sprinkle around when it's their birthday time. And they really do like to sort of have a whole birthday month, not just a day like the rest of us mere mortals. They like to keep celebrating and partying on because they are very important and they are important people. So happy birthday again to all the Leos. So this is where we start, you know, past the sun being in Leo, but the real emphasis on the Leo energy this week is Mercury is conjunct or holding hands the moon, and the moon is conjunct or holding hands Jupiter. Now, this is known in astrological terms as a stellium. Now, a stellium means that they have to be within a tight alignment. So they have to be within 7 degrees maximum. is the maximum we allow it to be a stellium. So each planet has to be less than 7 degrees to conjunct each other. In this case, they're all within 2 or 3 degrees of each other. So Mercury is the planet of communication. It's the one that sort of enables us to make decisions and sort of communicate how we're feeling about things and looking at things in our lives in the way that we need to express ourselves. Now, communication takes many different forms. People tend to think of communication as only being the spoken word. We can sing it, we can write it, we can SMS it, we can send an email, we can send some sort of message via social media. They're all forms of communication. But one of the forms of communication that people quite often overlook is when somebody is angry and they're yelling or they're screaming. That is still a form of communication, not necessarily my suggested course, but it is a form of communication. And sometimes when we see that we have the planet of communication sitting in Leo, as it is this week, sometimes the communication can get a little bit animated. Sometimes it can be a high-pitched shrill or a scream or the person raising their voice or really sort of trying to get your attention and not necessarily using their best quiet speaking voice. So just be aware of that. Sometimes when people don't feel as if they're being heard, they will raise their voice or change the octave in their voice to try and get attention. So please be aware of that. So with Mercury here conjunct the moon, it's telling us that there's emotional issues to be sort of dealt with. So if you've got to deal with an emotional issue, no matter what your star sign is, in the next 24, 48 hours, make sure that you do it on the quieter side. Don't sort of raise your voice. Ask the other person, are they sort of listening? Be aware of the fact that, you know, it may be a very delicate emotional issue for them. Maybe they're going to get a little bit hot under the collar. Maybe their response isn't going to be everything that you wanted it to be. So be prepared for that. Maybe tone it down a little bit. Maybe find a different way of approaching what you need to be discussing with them, because sometimes delicate emotional issues sort of do tend to ruffle everybody's feathers and everybody gets a little bit antsy and a little bit aggressive or a little bit angry or a little bit defensive because they're not hearing what they want to hear or they feel that it's a personal attack against them, which it may not be. It might be just your way of communicating isn't as clear as what it could be. So be well aware of these things. Now, we also have the moon here is conjunct Jupiter, the planet of expansion, opportunity and luck. So there is opportunities here to have some breakthroughs, and I mean some real breakthroughs here with communication, particularly on emotionally tricky issues, that we have the opportunity here to be able to break this down in a more manageable sort of way, in a way that maybe is a little bit more palatable. And maybe, just maybe, it might bring a result that's very different to what you thought. Maybe there's other opportunities or other ideas that are going to be floated here that you hadn't even thought of. So this is where Jupiter is opening up the opportunities here, saying, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Things are going to get a lot easier if we start to look at things in a much bigger, much broader picture. So yes, this is definitely mostly affecting the fire signs, which is Leo, Sagittarius and Aries, and the opposite sign is Aquarius, but it is also washing over the remaining 8 signs a little bit more pronounced than normally I would suggest. So I'm going to say err on the side of caution. No matter what your star sign is, be aware of your communication. Be aware of how it emotionally affects the other person or persons that you're communicating with, and look for some bigger solutions here. Look for some ways that we can all benefit, that maybe we can all get out there and strut our stuff and get some sort of accolades or some sort of thank you and be able to take a bow for what you've achieved collectively as a group, not just as an individual. So it is a very powerful stellium. Please don't ignore it. It will have its way of working its way into your life. So, you know, the next 48 hours is crucial. So be aware of how you present something. Don't go in aggressive. Yes, go in with a strong case, but don't go in aggressive. Go in a little bit more on the gentler side. You always catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar. So we have Mars, the planet of Mars is the planet of action, I beg your pardon, is just moved into Cancer. So what does this mean? So Mars is the planet of action. It likes to get in there. It likes to stir things up, get us up off the couch, get us moving. And when it goes into a what's seen as a gentler sign like Cancer, and I know I've spoken about this many times on the show, don't underestimate the power of Cancer. Just because it's a water sign doesn't mean it's weak. It's far from weak. It's just very subtle and very, very gentle in the way that it can move things, but can move things very strongly at the same time. If you think of the volume of water, you know, you go to the seaside and the waves just gently crashing on the sand feel really beautiful and soft and gentle and, you know, like a warm hug. And then you can go another time and the sea's very angry and you know, it's raging and it's very scary and it's very powerful. Well, you know, you've got to imagine Cancer can be all of those things because it is a water sign. And traditionally, we tend to think of it as being the soft, gentle, lapping waves of the ocean on the sand, but it can be ferocious too. So be aware of this because Mars is asking particularly Cancers to stir things up in their lives. You know, show some strength, do something constructive. Have you been wanting change in your life? Well, now's the time to take those bold steps. Don't hold back. So it is affecting the other water signs, which is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, and the opposite sign of Capricorn. So there may be things there that you've been putting off, things that you've been sort of saying, it's not quite ripe yet, it's not quite ready yet, I haven't got enough information, I haven't got enough this, I haven't got enough that. Well, Mars is saying to you, yes, you do. It's time to sort of take that bold step to sort of get things moving, you know, take that step off the edge of the platform there. It's time to sort of take that leap of faith and sort of start to move things along in a very, very positive way because you need to be able to sort of move yourself forward. Look, you know, a lot of Cancers are seen to be very soft and gentle, but believe you me, they have a strength there that rises to the occasion when is necessary. And this is where we're going to see Cancers shine, I believe, over the next few months as Mars starts to bite in a little bit more. We have Venus, the planet of love and affection, is sitting in Libra. Now, Venus feels very, very comfortable here. So for anybody that's looking for love, no matter what your star sign is, I want you to get out to places that make you feel happy, that make you feel like that, you know, this is somewhere special, that you're going somewhere, whether it's to the theatre or to the arts or to a sporting venue or off to a rock concert or off to something that makes you smile, something that you feel that's sort of a little bit as if it's spoiling you a little bit, you know, like it's something that's really giving you immense pleasure. Now, for every person on the planet, that will denote something different. Some people, you know, it makes them more warm and fuzzy when they go off to see their favourite band or see their favourite singer. For somebody else, it might be going down to the shooting range and having some target practice. You know, it's whatever floats your boat. It's whatever makes you feel warm and fuzzy is where you need to go looking for love. You know, we need to, when we want to find love, is to find somebody that has similar values, that has similar outlooks, that has similar interests to us. There's no point in going down to the rifle range and learning how to shoot guns if you absolutely don't feel comfortable with guns and it's not something you're passionate about. Well, you're going to meet somebody that's a gun enthusiast. So if that's not your gig, then don't go there. By the same token, don't go and take up opera lessons if you don't want to become an opera singer. You know, do the things that really float your boat, things that make your heart sing. And it might be the time to step out of your comfort zone a little bit and take up something, a new hobby or something that you've always promised yourself you'd do. Well, today's the day, you know, because this is the chance of you maybe meeting somebody that could become your life partner by being in places where your heart sings and where their heart sings. Finally, I want to wrap up the astrology with Uranus still being in Gemini. He's going to be there for a very long time, a number of years, at least another 5 and a bit years. So it's a very powerful sort of transit because it is working on the air signs and it is tipping their lives upside down. And I have a lot of Aquarian clients that I've been dealing with in this last week who are really feeling the effect of Uranus because Uranus is trining the Aquarian stuff. Now, with Pluto sitting in Aquarius trying to transform their lives and, you know, slowly, deliberately trying to get them on their path, showing them where they need to be. But Uranus has come along and has created some sort of unusual, unexpected situations that sort of has shaken them out of their complexities and out of their comfort zone and said, now, hang on a minute, you're on the wrong path. You're not listening to me. You're not taking any notice of me. Bang, this is what's going to happen. well, this is what I've done to, you know, whether it's been a loss of a job or they've had a car accident or something's happened in their lives or there's been a family tragedy or a family get together and sort of, you know, all of a sudden the bright ideas have come from that, but they're coming from many different directions. And this is how Uranus works. It's like the bolt of lightning that sort of all of a sudden, bang, he clears the pathways, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, because he feels that you're not on the right path. So if you're an air sign, which is Gemini, Libra and Aquarius, and the opposite sign of Sagittarius, be aware that Uranus is striking his magic. He's setting about things very, very quickly, and he's shaking things up because this is what needs to be. So until next week, that's where we're going to leave the astrology. We're going to talk with Marcel in Winnipeg in Manitoba in Canada. Are you there, Marcelli?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sweetie. Do you have a question I can answer for you?
Yes, I do, actually. Do you know, can you see if I'm going to get any closure anytime soon with my situation?
Okay. Well, while you were mentioning what you wanted to know, they were showing me the symbolism for endings, change and transformation. So I'm going to take that as a very, very definite big yes. And I'm going to say when it does happen, you're going to sit back and go, well, okay, I didn't think we were ever going to get there. And it's sort of almost in a sense like an anti-climax because you've had to put in so much energy and so much effort to get the result, to get this finished, that sort of when it happens, it's like, oh, is that all? You know what I mean? Because you've put so much intensity through, but that's okay. That's good. Let's just try and get this moved along. They're sort of showing me September. Would that be a little bit premature?
Pardon me? Sorry, I didn't hear that.
They're showing me the month of September. Would that be a little bit premature to say that this is all completed?
Well, it would be nice if it would be done in September because this has been dragging on for 3 years.
Well, yeah, no, well, I'm going to go with what they showed me. They showed me the month of September and they showed it to me as if they lit it up in lights, you know, like we've got something to celebrate. And they certainly wouldn't be showing me September 2027. So, you know, that would be cruel. So I'm going to say that, you know, that's how they're showing it to me, that it can be finished or know that we've got an end date sometime in September, that we know the end is coming so that you can start to breathe a sigh of relief. And I think give yourself a little bit of time to just rest after this and then sort of regroup at what you want to attack next, you know, where you want to take your life, because this has been very consuming on many levels, hasn't it? It hasn't just been, it's been dragging on for a long time. It seems
This has been dragging on for so long. I've been in hiding for almost 3 years.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous that you've had to put your life on hold for 3 years, isn't it, to get a conclusion to this?
Well, exactly, because I haven't had a life. I have no life. I lost everything.
I'm really sorry to hear that. You didn't deserve that. And I think there was more than one person, though, responsible for this.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's quite a big group.
Yes. Yeah, but what they were showing me is with this group of people, it's like sort of going to a fair where we've got things like sort of lined up and we get the gun and we shoot one down and one down and one down, you know, like we shoot the ducks down. That's how they're showing me that this is gone. And that's a good thing because we're down to the last two.
Okay.
And they're going
to
be quickly. Yes, we're down to the last two and they're going to be quickly taken out and then you'll be able to breathe and get on with your life. And, I mean, it's going to take a little bit of adjustment even when it is all over, I think, for you to even comprehend it is all over and that you can start to take the reins to your life again. And it's like, well, okay, I've dreamed of this day, but what do I do now? You know what I mean? Just take your time. The answers will come and you won't make a mistake. But it's sort of, I'm really sorry for everything that you've gone through because I'm picking it up energetically that it has not been easy in any way, but you've stood your ground and you've stood true to yourself. And that's the most important thing that's come out of this. Once it's all over, you'll be able to look back and say, well, I never gave up. I never gave up. What I believed in was right. And that's the correct way to have done this. Anyway, sweetie, that's where we're going to have to leave you. But I'm really impressed with what you've done, and just keep going. The end is so close. And just remember, like going to the country fair, two ducks to go. We just got two to shoot down and we'll be home and hose. So you keep strong, sweetheart. We're talking to Gladys now in Coatville in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Gladys?
I am here. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Gladys. Do you have a question I can answer for you, sweetie?
Yes, I was wondering if I had anyone from the other side trying to send me a message.
Okay. Look, sweetie, there's always somebody from the other side that sort of wants to chime in and wants to give somebody a message, and they don't necessarily always want to do it on worldwide television or radio either. But look, I think if you're feeling that way, then just make sure that you're open to what might come through. And it doesn't always come through in a way that, oh, Auntie Mary's popped in and she wants to share this with you, or she wants you to do that. It can come in very strange sort of ways, or things that we don't even realise is a message from the other side. It can be a few words in a song. It can be something in the news. It can be something in a movie, and all of a sudden it goes ding-a-ling in your mind and you think, oh, yeah, that's the answer to that situation, or what I've been working on, or whatever. So they give us messages in many different ways. There's no one in particular that's sort of holding their hand up and saying, look at me, I've got a message to share with Gladys. There's a lot of people, I think, working on the other side at the moment, and they all seem to be sort of quite busy and quite focused. Is your ancestors the type of people that were always busy, always working on something, that they never really allowed themselves time to stand still and to smell the roses?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing. It's like, to me, this is another day. It's just like it's normal. Like, to me, they're not showing me that this is anything out of the ordinary. They're just getting on with life and getting on being busy. And that's what I think that they're doing. And that's why I think you pick up on that energy and you think, oh, wow, they've got something really important to share with me. No, not necessarily. It's just they're being busy, and they're, you know, sometimes their energy is closer to you than it is at other times, and you pick up on that. You are very strong in your own right. You know, you do get very strong feelings about things. And I think that's probably the message, is learn to trust that, you know, the messages or the information or the feelings that you're getting, Gladys, are your own. And it's your own intuition. It's your own guidance. It's tapping into your own ancestors in your own right, where they're not necessarily saying, you know, this is what I want you to do. They're giving you information, yes, but it's up to you whether you want to take that information on board, and is it right for you? So, you know, they can't control us and they can't tell us directly what to do. They can make suggestions and they can put ideas in our heads or in our hearts or in a message, in a song or whatever, you know, amplify those few words in a song, but it's up to us whether we respond to that. And I think too many people are sort of looking for this divine intervention, that they're going to come down from the other side and give us the answers to everything that has been troubling us. It's not their role to do so, because then that would mean that they are interfering or controlling us, and they're not allowed to do that. Yes, they can make a suggestion, and I think, you know, we all need to adjust our thinking that way.
The messages, yes. And I get the message. I don't know how to decipher them and put them together.
No, and that's part of the thing that they do. They like to play what I call cryptic crosswords. You know, they give you a message and it's like, how in the hell do I interpret that? What am I supposed to do with it?
Exactly.
The only thing I can suggest to you is write it down. Write it down and see what, you know, and put it to one side, and maybe something will come to you as you're doing the dusting or you're cooking dinner or whatever. Then go back and add that to it, because, as I said, they're not allowed to control us. So if they've got something that they want to really share with us, it will be cryptic, and it's up to us to understand or try and work out what it is there. But don't get bogged down on it either. Sometimes they're just having a bit of fun, you know, like if Uncle Harry was a prankster here while he was alive and loved to drive everybody nuts with cryptic crosswords. Well, he's going to do the same when he's on the other side. So they don't automatically change when they go to the other side and become saintly or lose their sense of humor or whatever. They're still the same. So, you know, if you're getting cryptic messages, my suggestion would be write them down. Don't give them too much thought. But, you know, every now and then, if something comes into your mind about it, go back and add that to it and think, oh, yeah, that could be the answer. That might be what they're trying to share with me. But a lot of times they're just trying to sort of be noticed. That's, you know, the really important thing to them is to know that they can get through. And, you know, they're like little children like that. They're all fighting and squabbling, trying to be the one that gets your attention. And sometimes it's just with silly garbled messages that have no consequence whatsoever. It's just them trying to sort of say, look at me, aren't I clever? So, you know, we here on Earth have to sort of decipher whether it's something important or is it just somebody trying to make their presence known. But I know that you will find the answers when's needed, Gladys. It's sort of don't get too stressed out about things. If you have a very strong dream in the middle of the night and, you know, it's very powerful, then by all means get up, write down the headlines and try and go back to sleep. Because I think what comes to us in the middle of the night, particularly between 2 and 4 a.m. in the morning, has more bearing or more weight on a direct message coming from the other side. Whether stuff that pops in and out of our head during the day or some words in a song or whatever is just them trying to get our attention. It's not always that earth-shattering message that we've got to sit up and take notice of. It's just them trying to say, I'm here. So, you know, you don't want them controlling your life either, and you don't want them all jockeying for position to sort of say, look at me, aren't I clever? I was able to get through, because otherwise you won't get any sleep either. You know, they are a bit like little children on the other side. They've got to be, you know, organised and sort of say to them, you know, look, if you want to put a message through to me, you know, I'm happy to get a message between 9 and 10 o'clock at night when I'm sitting down watching my favourite TV show. You know, like organise them a little bit, because otherwise it becomes a free-for-all and you don't get any rest. And that's, you know, and it's not anything important they're trying to share. They're just all trying to prove to I can do it too. You know, it's a little bit like the Me Too syndrome. Oh, I got a message through to Gladys. Oh, me too, you know, like, and it's of no consequence. It's just them all trying to get your attention. But I know that in the middle of all that, there will be some nuggets of, you know, real importance, and that's up to you to decipher what's important that's coming through, or whether it's just them coming for a little general say, look at me, I'm here, aren't I important? And that's good. Acknowledge that, but tell them that, you know, that they're there, but don't come back unless you've got something important to say, you know, because you've got a life to live as well. Your life is not to accommodate them saying, look at me, aren't I clever? You know, you've got a life to live. So I hope that's helped you, Gladys.
Yes, it has very much. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And it's always difficult when we've got people coming through, popping in and out from the other side, to know whether it's an important message or are they being the Me Too Brigade. And that's what I tried to clearly explain with Gladys there, that, and, you know, this will strike with a lot of people around the world, that they get times like that. You know, you can tell them that it's not a good time to call or to try and pop a message in and try and get them to be educated. I had to do that because otherwise they were keeping me awake all night. And, you know, nobody needs to be kept awake all night with chatter from the other side. It's all right for them. We have lives and we have jobs to go to and families to look after and meals to cook, that we need to get our beauty sleep. So anyway, this week I want to leave you with a very, very special song. I think it's one of the greatest songs that's ever been written. And when it first came out and the very, very first time I heard it back in 1986, I couldn't believe the words that were in this song, that how powerful it was. And I believed it was going to be a song that would be around for a very, very, very long time, that would always tug at people's heartstrings. And there's only one person that could have ever sang this song, and she did it beautifully, and it was one of her biggest hits ever. I'm talking about the one and only late Whitney Houston, and it's The Greatest Love of All. So until next week, I'm going to leave you with The Greatest Love of All, and that's all of our beautiful viewers and listeners around the world. So until next week, bye for now.